Do you have any sense of the government recognising the urgency of some of this, or not recognising the urgency?
My sense is that the urgency is not being recognised, really, because the time that's required to get all of these things done is getting shorter and shorter. And with any there's something called the Iron Triangle of projects, which is that you have to balance the time, the due date, and the amount of money that you spend, and the scope, what it is that you actually want to do. So with Brexit, we're going to have dozens of projects that all have to be ready on the same day.
Okay. Right.
And we still don't know what it is they're going to be, what they have to deliver in many cases. And the only thing that's going to happen is either they're not going to be ready on time, or we're going to have to spend an awful lot of money. But I think time is the short resource here.
Yeah.
But the fact that we don't know enough about what's going to happen is the worrying thing.
I was interested in what you had to say about the Trusted Trader Scheme, because
Yes. That's
been talked about quite widely as, you know, the key to frictionless trade. But I was amazed. Is this right? The application form is 17 pages long.
And yes.
What kind of evidence would businesses have?
Oh, well, the things that you need to have are you have to be able to show that your premises are secure, so that there's nobody kind of climbing over the fence and putting, you know, things that shouldn't be there. You have to show that you've got about 3 years' experience already of exporting, and you have to be able to show that you are, you know, a well-run business that can be relied upon to do what it says it's going to do. So it's quite a, you know, quite a difficult thing.
Yeah.
The form that you have to fill out, they actually say and they, you know, in the accompanying notes, that it has to be filled out by a responsible person. It's not the sort of thing you can, you know, give
right.
the intern. It's somebody who knows their way around the business has to complete the form.
And HMRC has to effectively sign everyone off? Or?
Yes, it does, yes.